Hello, I'm Phillips Nan, and you're living up the weekend on Raw, don't you know, don't you know.
Right now, we've got Sean and Martin still in the studio here, living up the weekend, and what they're going to do is play a little bit of a game, which we've called Disney or Disco. What we have is a list of various names. Some of them are Disney villains, and some of them are slightly more left-field artists from the 60s. And what Sean and Martin will have to do here on Living Out the Weekend is decide whether the thing that we have is a Disney villain or an obscure 60s singer or band leader of some storm shape or otherwise. Guys, are you ready and prepared to take on this?
I think I'm as prepared as I will ever be for this.
Yes. I'm backing myself up massively for this because I have to say I don't think my knowledge of strange, obscure 60s music is my forte, but I definitely think I could be pretty good at the Disney villains.
Shamingly, I'm probably pretty good at Disney. I've watched a few too many in my time.
I reckon we could do this.
Okay.
We've got this.
Very good, very good. Okay, so with number one, Chick Hicks. Is it Disney or is it a disco?
Chick Hicks. I'm trying to think of a Disney villain with that kind of name. It doesn't sound like a villain's name. I can't imagine a bad character.
I feel it could be a 60s act. Yeah.
That sounds like something from the
60s. Let's go disco.
Yeah. Okay, so you think Chick Hicks, you know, he'd be like a New Orleans kind of jazz club. You see the name Chick Hicks.
I was thinking more of like a free kind of like the Supremes quartet kind of like style more.
I've just got something like the Cheeky Girls in my head, but 60s style.
Yeah, maybe.
Chick Hicks is the villain from Cars.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it is as well. Yeah.
He's the green one with the moustache.
Really?
Yeah, Chick Hicks. Yes.
I have seen Cars as well, which is quite embarrassing.
I quite like
maybe
Cars.
I'm not backing myself up on this anymore.
We picked ourselves up too much then. Yeah. And now it's going to be disappointing.
Yeah.
How about this one then? Screaming Lord Sutch. Is it a Disney villain or a 60s musician?
Screaming Lord Sutch?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When we talked about this before the show, Philip gave me an example and I got it right, and it was giving me confidence. I thought, you know, that sounds
false
good.
Hope there. That's not good.
And now he's just walked out with these really hard questions.
No, thrown out live on radio, and I just I want to say Disney.
Yeah, I feel like it was Disney after last time.
Yeah.
But you know, should we go for Disney?
Let's go Disney.
Screaming Lord Sutch is a pre-hippie pop star and was lead singer of the band The Savages.
Lord Sutch. Why would you call yourself Lord Sutch? That doesn't make such a what? Like Lord Sutch screaming would make more sense than screaming Lord Sutch.
Well, maybe he's.
I don't like this game.
This was the '60s.
This was the '60s.
So I wasn't there, so I probably can't comment. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, the Echoes. The Echoes.
I feel like this is a trick.
I feel like this is a trick as well, because I want to say disco.
Yeah,
it,
so
it just sounds like a group.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But maybe he's double bluffing us. Who knows?
I feel like we should go with... Wait, I was just trying to read what his facial expression was saying there. It looked like he has been double bluffing us there with that cheeky smile.
Should we go Disney?
Should we go Disney, yeah.
What kind of villain do you think it might be?
Like a ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we completely wrong?
Well, I'm afraid I'm triple bluffing you guys.
Oh, for God's sake.
The Echoes are a German beat combo from the 60s.
I feel like you should play poker. You seem to have a good face.
Poker face. Well, he was hiding behind his mic, so I couldn't see him from over here, which is pretty cheeky.
Okay, how about the next one then? Marina Del Rey. Marina Del Rey.
Sounds like Lana Del Rey. Sounds like
music. And Marina and the Diamonds. Yeah. There's got to be... Well, that's not a thing.
What Disney film would that be?
Oh, no, I don't know. Obviously something up to date. What films have come out recently that I may not have seen?
I don't know. I'm not up to date with Disney films.
Oh, I thought I was backing myself. So I thought it was going to be, you know, Lion King and all the classics, but no. So I had some really obscure ones. Let's go. I want to go Disney again.
Well, we've got a 50-50 chance. So.
The thing is, unless it is a mashup of Marina and the Diamonds and Lana Del Rey, then we must have some obscure pop.
Someone might have just like stole their names and thought this could work.
Yeah.
What do you want to say? Where do you want to go with this?
Let's go Disney. Should we go Disney again?
Go Disney, yeah.
Marina Del Rey was the villain in the prequel to The Little Mermaid.
Ooh, we finally got one. The prequel.
I only thought they'd have one.
What happened in the prequel?
I have no idea. I didn't bother to watch it.
Disney do tend to like ruin their kind of good films.
Yeah, is this fairly modern? This prequel?
Recent enough, 90s.
Ugh, no. 90s.
Okay, next up for you, Bernadette Castro. Bernadette Castro.
Yeah,
I want to go disco.
Yeah, do you want to go disco?
Yeah.
If it does feel like a kind of pop star-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go disco.
I can tell you that Bernadette Castro was a politician.
Oh. So...
He was once compared to the Ronettes and the Shangri-Las in her singing career.
Mm.
But yes, Bernadette Castro, very much a bit of a 60s musician.
Interesting.
Next up for
and a
you.
A bit of history as well.
Some free history for you then.
Yeah.
Next up for you, Sylvester Shyster.
Oh, I want to say villain. I really want to say villain.
I would also, say villain.
Yeah? Sounds like villainy.
It does.
Can you not see, you know, plastered on top of above one of the massive venues, say, in Leicester Square, you've got Sylvester Shyster performing.
Sylvester Shyster.
I always think it sounds like that German phrase that I won't say on air. But it sounds like a rude German.
I know, I had to check when I was talking. Shyster.
They wouldn't call a Disney character that, would they? If it was. But because it's not the rude German word, I'm saying it probably would be a Disney.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go Disney.
We'll go
again.
Sylvester Shyster is the villain from the original Mickey Mouse series.
Oh, interesting. The original, wow.
Okay, last up for you guys, John Coltrane. Was he a Disney villain or a 60s musician?
60s musician?
Either way, though, it could be either.
I feel like I recognise the name, John Coltrane. I really want to say 60s. I might be very wrong.
I feel like from my music tech, when I did that... A levels, it was maybe something that would have been on the exam. It sounds like a musician's kind of name.
It sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah, we'll go.
Not
we'll
like
go.
A villain. Yeah.
Yeah.
You are indeed correct. John Coltrane was a jazz saxophonist from the 60s. Thank you so much, guys. You've been playing along to Disney or Disco, where we've compared
we
Disney
villains.
Didn't
do villains. Very well there, though, did we?
Well, we started out pretty poor, but I think at the end we got the last...
I think we got into it, yeah.
Yeah, we got into it.
I like it. I liked your analysis of the names.
Yeah, I think we fought through them quite well, you know.
Yeah.
We justified our choices.
Yeah, and that's what's most important. Yeah. It's the taking part that counts.
Yeah, that's what I've been told my whole life.
Yeah.
Because I'm not
it's
a winner.
Winning. Yeah. It's the taking part.
And I says, no way, blood. That's living up the weekend. Yeah?